So, what is this podcast really about? Well, it's about having a good relationship with yourself. I am a strong believer that if you do not take care of yourself, if you do not have a good relationship with yourself, you won't be able to have a good relationship with other people. You won't be able to handle stress. You won't be able to handle all the messy things in this world that it throws at us. So that's the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, because I have applied these skills through therapy and it has worked, and it has improved my anxiety, it has improved my mood, it has improved my relationship with myself and with other people. So I wanted to share all these ideas with you in case you are struggling. And I know many of us are struggling silently. And therapy can be so expensive. I know, because I'm a therapist. So this is a free podcast for you to help yourself. See, that's a self-care. So let's begin. Where do we start? I want us to start with self-care, because I feel like the most important thing you can ever do for yourself is to take care of yourself. So let's talk about self-care. What is it? Self-care is what we do to ground ourselves from all the messy things in life. And what I mean grounding, it means to bring yourself back to reality, to have a grip over what is going on with you internally in order to deal with things externally. It's an activity that we do to take care of ourselves emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. It's all about the body, mind, and soul. It's something that you enjoy. It doesn't have to be draining. It doesn't have to be a burden. It must be something that you enjoy doing, and it kind of helps you bring your mind and your soul and your spirit all in one place enough to be able to deal with the outside world. We tend to overlook self-care a lot. We do not make time. We are just way too busy. We are taking care of everybody else's needs. Our world is just chaotic. I've had a lot of clients, I just don't have time. I'm like, huh, if you don't have time, I see that you make time for this. I see that you make time for that. I see that you make time for this one and that one, but you're ignoring the most important thing, which is yourself. So if you're not really taking care of yourself, how would you be able to take care of anybody else? That is hard. Although self-care means different things to different people, there's just a lot of ways that people love to do self-care. For me personally, I love yoga. I live by this because I sit in my desk all day long, right? And it gives me such huge back problems, stiff neck. And since I started yoga about 2 years ago, I live by it. It helps. What is yoga? There are so many different variations of what yoga is. But what I like to do is I like to stretch and breathe. And this helps me so much to relax, especially at nighttime. And of course, to think clearly. It opened up my anxiety as well. I'll be able to deal with anxiety better when I do yoga. The next thing I like to do is I love tea. I am a huge tea drinker. I drink it at night to kind of bring myself to myself. Yep. To notice what is going on internally and around me. And I also love to journal. Journaling my thoughts, my feelings, my day, how I was frustrated with this one and how I could have said that. And it helps me just gather myself and to notice some of the negative thinking that I may be having. Again, I'm saying all of this, but we will go in details throughout this whole podcast and many more to come. So don't worry if I'm going a little bit too fast. And the next one is bathing. I just love to bath. It feels good to have the shower, the water, and just cleanse all that, you know, dirt from the day or that energy, all of that, and just help you to unwind. And of course, I love to take naps, right? I'm just cranky if I don't take my naps. So on the weekends, especially, because I don't take naps during the... Even in my office, sometimes I take little mini naps for like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and it makes a really big difference in how, you know, the rest of my day goes. I also like to run and exercise at the gym, and all of these things, you know, release that feel-good hormones, that serotonin, and it just makes you, it gives you so much energy to go about your day. So these are my favorite ones that I listed. What are yours? What brings you back to reality? What grounds you? And when I say ground, just like literally gravity, bring you back down enough that you are able to think, you are able to reason and not be all emotional. What are some of these things that helps you sleep better at nighttime? You know, so I want you to start thinking about self-care and grounding skills. I also love nature. I love going to the park and just staying under the tree, the little shade, the breeze feels good. I enjoy all that beautiful thing that's going on in the world. I enjoy that. And this makes me so mindful of my present moment so that my mind is not drifting to my past. My mind is not drifting to my future. And this helps with anxiety a lot. And it's also a mindfulness skill. So what is your self-care? What do you like to do after such a hard day? How do you unwind? Some people say I talk to friends. Some people say I go on social media. But what I've noticed is when we go on social media, we tend to pay too much attention to what other people are posting. And then we start comparing our lives to them. And then all these negative things that comes. Sometimes it's just good to just put your phone down and do something else. Read. I love reading when I have the time. And I try to make the time. Most of my reading are self-care books to help my clients, which I don't mind. But sometimes it's good to read for your own pleasure. Romance, fantasy, science fiction, you name it, crime. These are all good self-care. It just takes your mind to a different world than your world. It's called a distraction skill. And when we distract our mind from going to the past or present, it helps us deal with our emotions, whether anxiety or whether it's in depression. Some people also say coloring. People love to color. Adult coloring book. I love to color with my daughter. It just brings us back to the present moment. This is also a mindfulness skill. It makes our mind focus because we have to color inside the lines. She likes to color outside the line, of course, which I don't blame her. She's only 6. And what else? What else? What else? So what do you like to do? I want you to start thinking about it. Some people say writing. I'm a writer. I like writing poetry. I like making stories. You name it. I just love doing it. I love to draw and paint. Painting is so relaxing. Oh my goodness. When you have your little canvas board, you can paint whatever. And it just brings you, it makes you focus, right? Again, focus on the present moment and not drift into the past, not drift into the future. Why do I keep saying mindfulness? Mindfulness meaning that you are mindful of the present moment, right? This is like a conscious effort to focus on what is going on rather than thinking about what you have to do tomorrow at work, the date that you have coming up, you know, what is going to happen to you because you just broke up, you know, all these thoughts that come into our head. It makes us so messy. It makes our emotions so messy, right? So mindfulness brings us back to the present moment for us to enjoy the process, right? Or to avoid us going back to the past and thinking about that mistakes that we did, thinking about that fight we had, you know, thinking about, you know, all these things that has happened in the past. That makes us so sad, you know, and this causes a lot of depression, especially when we keep thinking about it, all that negative thing. So of course, it's not very helpful. So mindfulness brings us to the present moment, like I said. So self-care, mindfulness are all grounding techniques that brings us back to ourselves, to notice that we are stressed, to notice that we need something. So how do you know when you need self-care? Well, I'll tell you, for me personally, when I start being irritable, and when I start, you know, yelling, When I start picking a little mini fight with my boyfriend, when I start, you know, kind of irritated at my daughter for a bit, or just like signing, like, oh, you know, that tensity, or I feel like a little tense in my shoulder, my back pain will come in. That's when I know that I'm not taking care of yourself. So I want to ask you, when do you know when you're not taking care of yourself? Are you irritable like I do? Do you get angry? You posting on social media some things that you're not supposed to share with the rest of the world? Are you not getting up? Are you sleeping too much? Are you tired, fatigued? These are all signs that you are not taking care of yourself, right? And it means that it's time to take care of yourself. It's time for you to relax. It's time for you to bring your mind back to yourself instead of focusing on so many things. Our world has made it so easy to focus on everything that's going on, especially technology. I'll focus on social media. We are scrolling aimlessly on social media. And this will make us distract ourselves from being able to take care of ourselves, being able to, you know that this is what we need, right? So do you know what you need? I'm just going to take a minute and pause and let you think about what you need at this moment. Just think about it. Is it more self-care? Is it more self-love? Is it to reach out to family members, support a friend? Is it go for that run you've been talking about? What is it that you and your body is telling you that you need? And our emotions are information, right? So when we're very, very anxious, it means we're afraid of something, right? We're afraid that something bad may happen. This is also telling us that we need to kind of be in tune of what is happening, right? Where is our thoughts going? That is making us very afraid. Our thoughts runs our emotions, right? So usually when you have an emotion, you have the first thing to kind of ask yourself is, what is going on with me? Why am I sad? Why am I angry right now? It could be because I probably need some sleep, right? Or probably because I need some self-care and some grounding skills. That's probably why I'm angry. It's not because my boyfriend didn't bring me flowers, but it's probably something else. What is the underlying cause that's making you upset, right? And self-care brings us back to all of this. So listen to your needs. Listen to what you would like to happen in your world. Now, what makes it hard for us to engage in self-care and be consistent? Most of the times, people tell me, listen, when I started, felt good, but I just fell out. I just didn't make it consistent. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes I forget, you know, sometimes I get too riled up. Like I said, the world has made us so busy that we don't pay attention to ourselves. So how do I remind myself? And this is what I was saying in the beginning. When I start to feel irritable, that's when I notice it's time for self-care. Right? And it's okay if you skip a few self-care. It doesn't have to be consistent. It can be as much as you need it, as long as you are feeling okay with yourself. But when you start not feeling okay with yourself, that's when you need self-care. That's when you know that, all right, time to really back in and just get to know what is going on in my world, the internal world. And that's how I know, you know, my irritation. So what keeps me going and doing it? The fact that it feels good, that's my motivation alone. That's what motivates me. However, what I tend to notice with clients is that when they focus on the act of engaging in that self-care, that's when they lose motivation, momentum, right? That's when they don't want to continue. They think like, oh, I have to get up and run. Ugh, but I don't feel like it. Ugh, it's so much to put my shoes on, to take a shower. I have to go here. I just don't have the time. And this will just discourage you completely. However, when you think about, if I do this, I'll feel good. Last time I did it, it made me feel really good. Yeah, and how I was able to have so much energy. I was able to have a good relationship with my boyfriend or my partner. I was able to have a good relationship with my daughter. We have so much done when I did it. Yeah, I should get up and do it. So this will make you engage in the activity. This will give you motivation. Right? So let's kind of sum it up. If I focus on how good I'll feel, this will give motivation to do it. If I focus on how much I have to do to get to that feeling good, I'm going to lose momentum. I'm going to lose discouraged. I'm going to be discouraged, excuse me, and not do it. So that defeats its purpose. So I would like you to focus on how good you feel rather than the work that has to be done. Everything is work, right? If you thought about how much work you have to get done at work, you probably call out all the time, right? But you know that when that paycheck hits, it feels good. The same thing for self-care. Focus on how good you feel, and it will help you engage in self-care. So that is all I have for today. If you have any question, please don't be shy. Message me. I am on Instagram. My name is Phyllis Amadakwa on there. This is my first podcast. There's many more to come. I'm going to be talking about different topics and just having fun with it. So again, thank you for coming. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me. And I hope that you've learned something about self-care today. Be good to yourself. Good night.